John Quincy Adams' Presidency by Frankie,
Mackenzie,
Maddie,
and Carly.
My name is John Quincy Adams, and I'm the 6th president of the United States.
Down with Adams.
Aside from that, people love me, I swear.
Get off the stage!
John Quincy Adams was one of the more controversial presidents. Although the Erie Canal was completed during his presidency and he greatly improved foreign policy, those accomplishments were largely in part because it was during the era of good feelings, not because of his efforts. Many people disliked him due to the fact that he opposed Indian removal and slavery, as well as the fact that he imposed the Tariff of Abominations, which was a major factor for his loss of a second term. Even though John Quincy Adams did not actually win the election, he became president due to something that would later come to be known as the corrupt bargain.
Today I met up with my good friend, Henry Clay. But he said the presidential race seems to be favoring my opponent, Andrew Jackson, and many people think he will win. How awful!
I heard your distress, John, and I can help you win. If it comes down to a decision in the House, I can get all my fellow Warhawks to vote for you.
Oh, great. Things are really looking up now.
I will do anything to make sure Andrew Jackson is not elected.
Finally, I've made it to the White House.
Come on, John, let's dance.
Go dance with your wife, John.
Congratulations on your successful presidential campaign. Who are you planning on making Secretary of State?
Why, it'll be you, of course, Clay.
On March 4th, 1825, John Quincy Adams was inaugurated as president. Within a year, on October 26th, the Erie Canal was completed, which some give him credit for, even though it was proposed far earlier.
Hello, and thank you for being here. What should we do on the topic of the Indians? Yes, Clay, the floor is yours.
Well, sir, I believe that we shouldn't kick them out of their land. After all, weren't they here before us?
Yes, you're right. The natives should be able to stay in their areas.
After John Quincy Adams imposed tariffs in the South, people had mixed reviews about it.
I agree with many of his opinions. He was right to put this tariff down. It will help our economy.
Just what a northerner would say. It only helps your economy. I've lost so much thanks to that tariff of abominations.
Down there in the South, you are still much more wealthy than us, with all your land, because I'm sure you can afford to support your country.
How can you say that sort of thing? I know I've worked hard my whole life, and here our president is treating us like we aren't important.
Thanks for watching our presentation. We hope you enjoyed.